Good morning. It's good to see everybody here and those still coming in. Welcome. A beautiful Sunday morning once again, and we are here to worship and praise our God and our Father. So, some announcements, of course, as always, to go through before we continue on. Coffee hour was scheduled for today. We moved it to next Sunday because of the fundraiser dinner at the gym for our Menno Olivet Care Center, which you see about in the bulletin, will be from 11:30 to 1. They're serving burgers and hot dogs, burgers and chips, and this is entirely for our Menno Olivet Care Center. So I encourage you all to go. Give as you can, please. We've come a good way in a couple weeks here, I'm told. I guess I'll just say I was over to Tripp two or three weeks ago on a Sunday night and visiting with the people there afterwards. And of course, we all know they lost their care center two or three years ago, right? They didn't even have a choice. It was Good Sam. And when they came in and said, you got 60 days, and that was it, period, end of story. And thankfully, we have a choice here. We have a chance to respond as a community. I know many have. We need this. We very, very much need this in our community. So be prayerful about that. Whatever you can do, we can all do something. So as God speaks to your hearts, if you're not able to go or don't care to, that's fine. There's also envelopes out in the narthex on the information cabinet there. If you'd like to give something, that would be wonderful. So, soup kitchen, there's still sign-up sheets out there. Today's the last day, I believe, so try to remember if you haven't signed up. We need everyone doing their part with that as well. The women of the church do a lot of mission work out of the soup kitchen. They help our kids go to camp. They pay for part of that and many other things. So please look at that. The Thanksgiving Eve service in your Salem Spire calendar, it says 7:30. The service will be at 7 o'clock, so just so you're aware of that. Don't want you to be late. 7 o'clock. That's when we have all of our Lenten services, when we come to that time of year as well. So we decided to have this at that time. Lots going on today. Hillary Wade's senior project will be at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Here, a canvas painting, and that's for the River City Domestic Violence Shelter, where she worked at this summer. This evening is our youth rally at 7 o'clock. Supper will be for the youth and their leaders at 6. But 7 is for all ages. It's going to be great. I'm very excited about it. Please come. You're more than welcome to. Special offering will be for Ty Balvin. And the expenses, medical expenses, we know how that goes, even with insurance. Ann showed me a little video clip yesterday. He's down in Lincoln now at a rehab hospital. There he was sitting in a wheelchair shooting baskets to a hoop with both hands. Both hands. I said, praise the Lord. Wow. God's mercy is so great. So continue to lift him in your prayers. Two other things, I believe. So we're limited on storage, right? We always are, no matter where we live, it seems. Here it is. So we've been going through the rooms. There's about 6 or 7 chairs out there in the social hall. There, you've probably seen them. The consistory decided we would offer those as surplus items by silent auction. There's some boxes of light bulbs that used to be our sanctuary ones before we went LED. So those are out there. Just take a look. December 1st would be the last day to do a bid on any of that. And then lastly, Christmas program lunches. There's sign-up sheets for that. We start program practices 2 weeks from today, first Sunday of Advent. So be mindful of that. Lots of other things to read. I'm not going to go through it all. That's why they're in the bulletin. Let's bow our heads, please, in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do love you so very, very much with all of our hearts, Lord God. And we do give you thanks, as we've just sung, with grateful hearts. We give thanks to you, Father, the Holy One, the Ancient of Days. We give thanks to you, Father, for your plan of redemption through our Lord Jesus Christ and by the Holy Spirit of God, that because we live in you, Jesus, and it is in you we live and move and have our being, we can say, let the weak say, I am strong, strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Let the poor say, I am rich, that in Christ all of our needs are met according to your riches in glory. And so we do give you praise and honor, Father. Thank you for your presence here in our midst this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Number 12, praise him, praise him, will be our opening hymn. Let's all stand together, please. This morning, just some different things that I have written down. Let's see, where shall I start? First of all, prayers for Milo Hauk. Marilee had called this morning, and he was taken. She took him over to Freeman last night to the ER, and has a very bad case of pneumonia. Almost reminds me of Jeff here, high fever, and so they have admitted him there. She was not over there yet, so I don't have a new report as of how he's doing this morning. Have you heard any? Okay. So be praying for Milo, please. Also, Les Melhoff, he had another fall recently, a week ago, I suppose, about. And so just be lifting up Les and Kathy as Les sort of struggles more and more here. Also, Carrie Dyke's brother and wife, they live in Spokane, Washington. It's in the insert here, but Chuck Hartshorn, and they have found this lymphoma tumor that in several places, kidney, aorta, spinal column. So they're, I don't know if they've determined a route they have, which is on Thursday. Okay, they'll start chemotherapy on Thursday as outpatient. Okay, and his wife Renee had hip replacement surgery here in the meantime. So, but she did get to come back home. So be lifting them up. There's no distance to our prayers. We know that. Prayers for the family of Marvin Ulmer. Most of you know Marvin and Betty. And Marvin went home to be with the Lord yesterday, early afternoon. Quite a surprise. He was 90 and, wow, lived a healthy life for most of those 90 years. So just be praying with them. I don't think they've decided any funeral plans for sure yet. Sounds like Thursday. Okay. So watch the paper and you'll find. So be praying for them, the family. Let me see. My wife's birthday is Tuesday. It's a big one plus one. Anything else? Johnny. Yay, Johnny and Lori will be married 21 years on the 21st of this month, Thursday. Happy golden anniversary, sort of. Yeah, Jeff.
Yeah, I'd like to thank you, everyone, for
the prayers. Amen. Yes, Jeff is expressing his thanks for all the prayers. And it's good to have you back, and thanks to Linda, his caregiver. Yeah. Sherry.
Steve will be celebrating a birthday on Friday.
Steve Pressler will be celebrating a birthday on Friday. Just like Ann's. I knew it, but I was waiting for you to say it. So, okay, Caden. Great. Okay, let's see if I can get all that back. Caden made it into the Reedon Regional Honor Choir in Milwaukee. Jocelyn made it into the Junior? Is it a Junior Honors Choir for South Dakota? Great. Congratulations to both of you. Ann Schultz. Yeah, what's his name? Jackson. Fred and Ann Schultz, they're Katie and her husband Jake. Katie's in the Air Force in Brussels, Belgium. She had a little baby boy on Friday. Jackson Yeager. Okay. And safe travels as you go. Yes. Amanda. The twins, Autumn and Emery's birthday is today, and Blake Ramus's birthday is Tuesday. Happy birthday. I think Jenna Miller's birthday is today as well. Happy birthday, Jenna. I just happened to see that. Anybody else? Okay, this was the side today, I guess. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, you are so amazing and wonderful, and you know us inside and out. We thank you for birthdays here mentioned, anniversaries coming. I know one last week for sure, Ricky and Lisa here with us this morning, and we just thank you for each of these and ask your blessing upon their lives, your continued blessings on their lives. Lord, we want to pray for Milo Hauk and Mary Lee as Milo's over there in the hospital in Freeman with pneumonia. We just lift him up to you. And as we do, we give you thanks as you brought Jeff Nuss through a very serious case of pneumonia recently. And he's back with us. And we pray the same for Milo. Just your healing touch throughout his being, through his lungs and every part of his body to drive that pneumonia from him and renew his strength, Lord. And we thank you for that. We pray for Les Melhoff as he recovers from a fall. We pray for Carrie's sister-in-law, Renee Hartshorn, out there in Washington, as she recovers from that hip replacement surgery, and her husband, Chuck, as he starts chemo this Thursday, with a lot going on there. But you are greater than all, Lord. You are greater than all as our physician. And so we thank you for your power to be at work within him. Lord, for all the many others listed in our bulletin in various struggles in the cancer, and some are in the midst of chemo right now, we lift them each up to you and thank you for your power working mightily throughout their beings, Lord. Let them rest in you as you tell us to. Father, we thank you for our care center, such a vital part of our community and our region, Lord, as well, 1971 or 73, whatever that is, years ago, the community and the churches came together to start this one, and I'm sure the same in Scotland, in Freeman, in all this area. So, Lord, we take up the baton to continue on the sacrifices they gave, and let us sacrifice now today, Father, in whatever way we can. We thank you for that facility, a beautiful facility, for all that work there, for the board that works so diligently, and the community and beyond that volunteers in many ways. We thank you for blessing this. Lord, we lift up the youth rally this evening. I pray, Father, that as we go through the day, for our youth from Menlo and Scotland and Tripp and Armour and Freeman and Parkston and wherever else that will be coming, that you nudge their hearts strongly to draw them here this evening, and of the adults too, that we can all worship together. We pray, Lord, for our nation. Heal our nation, we ask, Father, in Jesus' name. 2 Chronicles, you said, if your people, that's us, who are called by your name, will humble ourselves and pray that you will hear from heaven and forgive us of our sins, and you will heal our land. And we need that more than ever, and we ask you for it by the Spirit of the living God. Pray, Lord, we pray over our troops here at home and abroad. Guard them, keep them safe. Be with the military commanders, the generals, and guide them by your Spirit. Father, you know what has to take place for the end times. As we wait for the rapture of the church, what all has to be in place? As we wait for your second coming, what all has to be in place? And I thank you that you are arranging those nations by your Spirit and your sovereignty even now. Thank you, Lord, for the weather you've given here the last 3-4 weeks with really without significant moisture. We praise you for that, allowing time for some work to be done in the fields and throughout our region on the roads and the manufacturing and every part of the Midwest that is so vital. We thank you for all these things, Lord God, for other requests that may have been lifted up that I'm not recalling. Thank you for working in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Hebrews 13, verses 15 and 16, before we receive our offering. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess his name, and do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. One more prayer of thanksgiving I just remembered before we receive this, Lord. And certainly, we give you thanks, sacrifices, and thanks of praise for Dave Wallach, what trapped in a grain bin this week, what often can be fatal, and it wasn't, and we praise you that he's sitting here with us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's receive the offering. So we are. Thank you that we're able to, for the jobs you provide for us, for the health and strength and abilities you give us to work each and every day. We thank you. Lord, so we sow this into your ground and ask you to multiply it for the preaching of your word throughout this region in Jesus' name. Father, we confess our faith together now through the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the one holy Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you.
If the children want to come, please, for the Kingdom Kids time.
Thank you. Good morning, boys and girls. How are you today? Good. Did you have a good day yesterday with the sunny, warm weather and Friday? Go ahead, just sit down right there. It's good to see everybody. Well, if you could have somebody come to your house, somebody really, really special for supper, who would you have?
My aunt and uncle.
Your aunt and uncle. Laura. Aunt Lisa and Uncle Ricky. Grandpa and Grandma.
Egan,
all right. Anybody else? Who would you have come over? Okay. I don't know that I quite got that, but God did. Aunts and uncles. How about your teachers or your pastor? There you go. Well, so let's pretend that your pastor or anybody that you said was really special. So you made them this meal, but you know what? When it was time for them to come, they didn't arrive. So you waited and you waited, and you thought, well, they're not coming, so you just ate it. You ate all the food.
I was waiting for a while yesterday.
Were you waiting yesterday?
Grandma.
Were you? Uh-huh. Oh, fine. Did they come? Good. You waited. So you ate all the food, you know, because you didn't think they were coming. And so then you had a knock on the door, and guess what? It was them. It was that special person that came over. But you couldn't, you know, you didn't wait, so you ate all the food. So you thought, ha, I'll give them the leftovers. So here I brought some leftovers with me today, but I don't know if I would want to give these to somebody. What do you think? This was a really good jelly and bread sandwich, but it's kind of hard. Think they would like that?
No.
Oh, how about this one? Oh, this is a stale old cookie, and it's crumbly. Would they like that?
No,
because they wanted the fresh cookie. Oh, and here's one. This one is, you know, I tried to save this one, but it's pretty... You know, I like apples. I'm sure my guests would like an apple, but, oh, it's kind of left over and it got all brown. Would you feed that to them?
No,
we wouldn't feed them these things. You are right. What about when it comes to God? Do you think sometimes we might be giving him our leftovers? That we do everything else and we're really good at all the other things we do, but when it comes to time with him, we're just giving him our leftovers because we're too busy or we're too tired. Do you think that it may ever happen? I think it happens to all of us. I think all of us sometimes get so busy that we forget and we just give God what is left over. But you know what it says in Psalms 111, verse 1? It says, listen to this. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. I will praise him with my whole heart. God doesn't really, you know, he doesn't want our leftovers with food, but he wants our whole hearts. So when you do have time, when you do go to him, when you spend time praying, do it with your whole heart. When you're praising him in children's church, when you're out there singing your songs, praise him with your whole heart. When you're in Sunday school, listen and learn and obey with your whole heart. When you're praying at home, do it with your whole heart. And then we will be pleasing to God. All right? So what are we going to, how are we going to worship God? With our whole hearts. All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you. These boys and girls are just so excited to be here, and we are excited for them to be here. And Lord, your word tells us to worship you with our whole heart. Help us, Holy Spirit, to remind us this week, even today, to be doing that more diligently, to take a little bit more of our time to worship you with our whole heart, to love you, to thank you, to praise you, to obey our parents and those that are above us, Lord, because that is pleasing to you, to do good to others, to give, to hug, to love, to share. For when we do these things, we are worshiping you. I ask you to bless these boys and girls. Be with them wherever they go this week. Help them to worship you with their whole heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Did you want it? Thank you, Anne. We'll sing number 91. 91 in the hymnal, In Moments Like These. We'll sing it through twice. Father, in moments like these, moments when we get to gather together as a family in your presence in this sanctuary, we love to sing to you. Our hearts desire our praises, even to lift our hands in praise. In moments like these, Lord, when we're by ourselves, maybe in our prayer closet, or out in the tractor, or in the kitchen, or in the garage, or in the vehicle, wherever it might be, in moments like those, we sing out our praise to you. In moments where things might not be going so well, through a very difficult time, in a grain bin, or wherever it might be, we call out to you, saying, I love you, Lord, and we do. We love your word. It is our very life. Lord, thank you for it, that we have it so freely accessible in this day and age in which we live, that we can gather without shame or fear to hear your word proclaimed, and we are grateful for it. So let it go forth freely in this place, I pray. I ask, as always, Father, for you to speak through me by your Spirit to those gathered here, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 134. The last of the Psalms of Ascent. Praise the Lord. We're getting there. We've got there. Psalm 134, just three verses, as was Psalm 133. Praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. Amen. A beautiful psalm. We did the different direction last week, so 2 weeks ago. Just let me back up there quickly. I said as we started out the Psalms of Ascent, Psalm 120, it started out as a distress call. They were up against a very bad situation. In verse 1, it says, I call on the Lord in my distress, and he answers me. And he does. Praise God, he does. And we've come all the way through. All the way through these 15. Psalm 121, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the... thank you. Yes, the maker of heaven and earth. We came to Psalm 133 two Sundays ago, Psalm of the God's blessings when believers dwell together in unity, unified in Christ, as we endeavor to do here. How good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell together in unity, the verse 1 says. What's it like? It's like the precious oil poured on the head of the high priest, running down on Aaron's beard. He was the first high priest, remember? Down his collar into the skirts of his robe. It says, it is as if the dew of Hermon, remember that is the highest mountain in Israel, northern Israel, up on the border there of Israel and Syria. You go from almost 10,000 feet and just a couple hours south, you're at the Dead Sea below sea level. It's as if the dew from Mount Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. That's Jerusalem, for there where? There where the believers dwell together in unity, there the Lord commands his blessing. And I told you about the tributaries that make the Jordan River that flows through Israel from north to south. The two out of the four tributaries begin on Mount Hermon. And so it flows and it blesses all that live there in Israel. And so does God's presence and his anointing bless us as we worship him, as we sit at his feet, as we read his word, there's blessings. So Psalm 134, we're going to look first at the context of the psalm, okay? And the first point there, the context of this psalm. So we see what's going on here. And on this one, remember, I've told you and told you and told you that often these psalms were sung as the pilgrims, the people of Israel, were making their way to Jerusalem for the feasts. There were three required feasts each year where they had to go, all the men at least had to go, but the families went often with them. And they would sing these 15 psalms on the way up to Jerusalem. Now, Psalm 134, the last one, guess what? They're going home. They're going home. That's one of your blanks. Leaving Jerusalem. That's the second blank, in case you're, so you follow. They've been there, maybe very likely for a week. They have been there, blessed by the presence of God. Psalm 122, that's one of the early ones, but what? I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. It's a joy to be here. Truly is a joy to come in God's presence every time we gather. So they're excited, they're going, and the second verse says, and here we are, standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. And the magnificence of the temple at that time was incredible. We're talking 2,000 years back to Christ, 1,000 years back to David. It's So 3,000 years ago, to have such a magnificent temple to go to worship, I mean, they just stood in awe of it. And they were there, and they were blessed and refreshed as they heard the Old Testament scriptures being read and taught by the priests. It just reminds me of, certainly, I guess, our years with the Navajos. And every February, we would try to go back to Tulsa, to Rhema, for the Winter Bible Seminar. That then was our time of refreshing. And that was at least a 16-hour drive. We tried to take some of the Navajo people with us as we were able, and they loved it. And by the end of that week, I mean, you were just, woo, flying high. I'm telling you what. You had been filled all week long. And then you go home. And yeah, it was a long trip home, but all the way back, we're just recalling the messages and what happened in the services and how great it was. That's this Psalm 134. They're going, most likely, at least this group, they're getting up early in the morning while it is still dark. And they're leaving the temple, and they're calling out to the watchmen, the guards, along the city walls, around the temple and what would have been the old city of Jerusalem. Verse 1, that's what they're doing. Picture it, the pilgrims calling out. Let's say if that was the wall up there in the balcony. They're leaving the temple, it's still dark, the guards are up there. Praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who minister by night in the house of the Lord. They're giving back to them. Some of you in the military, you know what the night watch is like. Can get long, especially if it's quiet. Or if you work that night shift, and wherever it might be, and maybe things aren't busy, and you're tired, and it's hard to keep yourself awake. And so with those guards there on the wall of the temple, they're encouraging, hey, praise the Lord, keep yourself alert. Be praising God all the way through it while you're standing there. There were 3 priests and 21 Levites that made up 24 of that guard. All of, you know, the tribe of Levi, they were the ones chosen by God out of the 12 tribes to have charge of the temple. First the tabernacle, then the temple. So the priests were Levites also, okay? But the priests were chosen for ministering before the Lord. So they stood guard. I'm told in 3 8-hour shifts around the clock was how that worked at that time. 1 Chronicles 9, I have it in there. I don't have verses, but if you read that chapter, you see very specific instructions given. They were to spend the night stationed around the house of God. It talks about the musicians who were responsible for the worship day and night around the clock. The people saw those guards, what they did, their work, as an act of worship. Whatever, and we need to realize that today in our local church. All the serving that happens behind the scenes, we do it unto the Lord. Those are acts of worship. You might not be playing the piano, might not be preaching or teaching in the Sunday school, but whatever it is an act of worship, running the sound and keeping all that going. That's not easy to do. Every part of it is. And so, praise the Lord, you servants of the Lord. They're shouting out to them who watch, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. And what could they do at night out there in Israel, Jerusalem, as they're marching around the walls, the top of the walls of that beautiful temple? They could see God in all of his creation, his handiwork of the heavens, the moon, the stars, the constellations, the Big Dipper, the Little Dipper, sometimes another galaxy you can see. Wow. And we're blessed where we live, aren't we, to see that? We're blessed in these rural areas. You get people in the large, large cities. If they ever get out in the country, they're like, wow, I never see that. Never do. Have you ever seen the northern lights? in the winter when we lived at Timberlake, and Friday nights we had church at Eagle Butte, service every Friday night there, and it'd be 9, 10 o'clock at least when we're driving home, whatever that North Highway is from, I'm looking for Dugan, but I don't know where he went. Doesn't matter the number. Oh, anyway, driving that highway, you know which one I mean, north, and there were times those northern lights, just incredible. All the colors and moving and all around, you had to praise the Lord once you saw all that in motion. So they're encouraging that. Second, what's the application then for us today? It's pretty easy. What's the application today? Verse 2, they're encouraging them on, those guards on the wall, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. These servants of the Lord in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, yeah, we are still servants of the Lord, but we have it even better. We are friends of Christ. He calls us his friend in John 15, that night before the cross, speaking to his disciples. And this applies to us today if Jesus is our Lord and Savior. What did he say? I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. You are his friend. For everything that I learned from my Father, I've made known to you, and he does to us by his word and by the Spirit of God. You did not choose me, I chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit. And then the verses go on there. Two times the exhortation is to praise the Lord. Very simple, isn't it? Should be. It should be. But when things aren't going good, it is. It becomes a sacrifice of praise, and we have got to do it regularly. We want God's blessings on our lives. We ask him for them all the time, don't we? For our health, for our jobs, our family, our community, our care center, our school, our nation. We ask for God's blessings again and again and again. And I guess what's the ratio of the asking versus the praising and blessing him? What's the ratio? Just ask yourself through a day, what's the ratio of that? If it's 75% asking and 25% thanking him, then we got to get the teeter-totter a little more even, right? If anything, we should be heavy on the praise end. Whatever we're doing, through the fields, in the combines, welding in a factory, being a nurse, a CNA, being a medical technician, a first responder, and on, of course, we could go. With every part of our being. Here he says, lift up your hands in the sanctuary. Certainly, yeah, the one part of that is literally lifting your hands in the sanctuary or wherever you are at to praise the Lord. Now, I know, and we've talked about this many times over the years, I realize that that's not the custom, so to speak. So, it's not just all about that, though, either, okay? I don't want to make this verse just about the physical act. It's using every part of our bodies, our hands, our feet, our legs, as we go about praising the Lord with acts of service in the local church and in our community. Whatever it is God has given you to do to help this local congregation thrive, we do it as an act of praise. It's important. Lifting the hands, certainly, where I went to seminary, that was a very hand-lifting place, I'm telling you. And you were in the minority if you didn't. And when we were with the Navajos, that was a very hand-lifting congregation. And up at Timberlake Eagle Butte, same. So, I realize here, not how what the tradition is. But there are some that do, and you're free to do it, and praise the Lord. The bigger part of it is the attitude of our heart. Because I've known some over the years that would lift their hands through everything. They could cuss with the best of them, too. Out of your mouth, James said, should not come blessings and cursings. This ought not be. Does a spring pour forth salt water and fresh water? No, it doesn't, is the answer, right? So he wants this from our hearts. Whatever the expression is, but praising him is not optional. It is not optional. And mighty things happen when we praise him. I'm telling you, if you get bombarded with thoughts, wrong thoughts in your mind, praise him out loud. If it's a place where you can, or go somewhere privately where you can. I've told about the time, this goes way back to Brookings, it just stands out in my mind so clearly, though. I was working, speaking of working the night shift at that 7 to 11 up there, and that you wake up in late afternoon and try to think, I didn't know what day it is. So you that work at night, God bless you for doing that. So anyway, Friday or Saturday night up there, Saturday night, I suppose, at that time in Brookings, the coolers where the beer was sold had to be locked at, it was midnight or 1 o'clock, one of those times, by the city law. So lock them, going about my business here. Three, four guys come in, and they were drunk when they came in. They go to the coolers, blankety blank blank, what's the matter with these coolers? And they come over, what's the matter here? You know, we want to buy some more beer, and they're cussing me out every word you'd think of and flying off. And I said, I cannot open those. It is the law. I don't care, it's the law. You blankety blank 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 blah, blah, blah. Finally, they left, praise the Lord. So the night went on, and that just, I could not get all of that out of my head. All of those words, rolling, rolling, rolling. I went home, it was Saturday night, because the next morning was church. Went home, getting ready for church, and all of that is just going, and like, I'm like, what in the world? And I'm praying, Lord, I need this stuff out of my head, these words, please. And just going and going. And finally, I just stopped what I'm doing. I was in my apartment by myself. I lifted my hands, and I just started walking back and forth in that apartment. Lord, I praise you. I worship you. You are the maker of heaven and earth. You are, all of who he is to us. I just was recounting all of that to him. I'd stop. There it was right back. I'd start again, going, going, going. There was an older couple from our church that I rented their basement, and they probably wondered, what's going on down there? And I bet it full 20 minutes, and finally, thank you, Lord, that it just broke. It broke it. Now, sometimes it doesn't happen in just 20 minutes, does it? Sometimes the next day we have to go back to it again and again. But there is power in our praise. And there is victory in that, I promise you. So the third verse, that's the third point. The blessing is returned. The blessing returned, verse 3. Now, this is the picture here. Those guards on the city wall, the pilgrims, as they're leaving, they call out, verse 1 and 2, praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. In other words, keep busy, keep alert, serving him, praising him in all that you do. And then they shout back, verse 3, may the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion, Jerusalem. What is that? That's a benediction, isn't it? A very short one, but it's a benediction. We saw a benediction back in Psalm 124, verse 8. I believe 128, sorry. 128, verse 5 and 6. The blessing poured out as they're leaving. When the benediction is spoken, hear. I don't just say it to say it. I don't think anything when, don't look at me. I mean, you can look at me, but don't look at me. Look at God. When that is being spoken, there's scriptures from his word that are benedictions being spoken over you. Blessings in the name of the Lord. And you just, as you're standing there, from time to time I see some people, you'll stand like this as that benediction is going. That's great. What are you doing? You're saying, Lord, I'm receiving. I'm just receiving this blessing that's being spoken out over me today as we close this service. Lord, fill me with your spirit. May the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion, Jerusalem, where the Ark of the Covenant was kept then, the manifested presence of God. Bless you. May he pour out his blessing upon you, fill you with his spirit today to overflowing. That's the benediction, and they're calling back to the pilgrims as they're leaving. Only five times, we talked about this, one of the previous psalms, probably 121 when we were on that, five times in the Old Testament do we see that phrase, the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Three of those phrases are in the Psalms of Ascent, 121, 124, and this one, 134. Why do people doubt that in God? Why do people doubt that he is the creator of the heavens and the earth, that he's spoken into being? God says it over and over again, doesn't he? He's your creator. He blesses us with untold mercies every day. He blesses us with his joy and his peace in our hearts and in our minds. Not only that, guess what? He's got a mansion prepared for you in heaven. Marvin went to his yesterday afternoon. He blesses us with what we're waiting for, the rapture of the church and the second coming of Christ. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Psalm 128, listen, it ended this way, the benediction. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem, and may you live to see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. That's the ending of 128. What's a benediction? It's a short invocation, a short prayer for divine help, for blessing and guidance, and usually, yes, at the end of our worship service anyway. And so it is. So the Psalms of Ascent, I hope you've learned something as we've traveled long through each of these chapters, verse by verse. It's what we call expository preaching. Just going through verse by verse. That's what it is. Somebody asks you, what are the Psalms of Ascent? Well, you better tell them. You better be able to tell them where they're found. And read through them and learn them and just praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. In so many ways you teach us and instruct us and guide us. And we praise you. Let your praises fill our mouth every moment of every day. Help us to be mindful of that, not just when things are going great. As Job said, your servant, when he lost everything but his own life and his wife, and she said, why don't you curse God and die? And he said, you talk like a foolish woman. Shall we only receive blessings and not the challenges that we walk through? Lord, help us to praise you every moment of every day. I thank you for your filling us with your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I had to paraphrase that verse. Sorry about that. Wasn't thinking about it till I got into the prayer. Number 18 in your hymnal, let's just praise the Lord. Now, if you look at the hymnal, it's only the chorus in our new hymnals. So the verses you're going to have to get from the screen, okay? But let's stand together as we sing this. Let's just praise the Lord. Sing it out with all your hearts. Receive the benediction, God's blessing. And now may the Lord go with you. May He go ahead of you to guide you, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you His peace. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Remember the events of the day. You could have a full day and never have to go home if you want. Thank you, Cheryl, for the beautiful music.